cookies out. Cookies out. Sorry. You have it?
Is that the one for me?
No. It's the middle of the second line of the paragraph. Okay? Fine. Akas may be Adam Ladi Machlokas. Anger brings a person to Machlokas. To fight. Shukayis im Chaver, when he fights, argues, when he gets angry at his friends. Yerivu Imo, they will fight with him. Vuhu Imayam, and he will fight with them. If a person gets angry at someone else, he says, Yerivu Imo, they will fight with him. In other words, when you get angry at someone else, even if that person was not in a fight with you, but if you get angry at them, that will cause them to feel friction, and it will cause them to be in a machlokas with you. It's interesting. He says, first Yerivu Imo, and then he says, Hu Imayam. Hu Imayam is Pasha. You're angry with them, but it's going to cause a machlokas, because you're going to come over to them and you're going to be angry with them, and they're going to feel, you know, defensive. They're going to feel upset that you're angry with them, and then they're going to fight back. We spoke about another time about the circle, you know, about the process of how a machlokas comes about. You know, it's very important that when a person there is an inyan. If a person's upset at someone, many times he should go over and tell them that he's upset at them. You know, it says, I just read in Shai's notes from Rabbi Kalish, it says, it's a pasuk, thank you, Ali. Don't hate him in your heart. Mefarshim learned that don't hate him in your heart, you should go tell him. Because when a person tells a person why he's upset, many times that comes to a resolution. Now, and depending on the situation, of course, if a person did something to you that you could get over it and you'll forgive him, then I don't think it's not necessary to tell him. But if there's something that a person's doing to you, especially if he's constantly doing it to you, and it causes you to get upset with him, so then you should go over to him and tell him, because then you could end up breaking up the machlokas. But breaking the machlokas or breaking your anger, breaking your hard feelings against the person. But also you're stopping him from being Iver Isurim. But one thing, you have to be very careful. And that's what he's saying over here. When a person goes over to someone and he wants to tell them that they're doing something wrong to him, they can't go over because. They can't go over when they're angry. If you go over to someone when you're angry and tell them, why did you take my paper plates? Why did you do this? Why did you wake me up last night? If you go over to him with anger, even if you're not rude to him, even if you're not mean to him, you just tell him, the facts. But if you come up with anger, he's going to feel your anger, and he is going to be on the defensive. He is going to feel hurt that you're angry with him. People don't like other people to be angry at them, and he's not going to respond appropriately. You should wait before you approach the subject with him. Wait till you're not angry. You know, it makes the world of a difference. I know myself, that when I'm angry with someone, I don't express it well. I don't express it clearly. I don't express it nicely. When you're not angry, you can make a joke at it. When you're not angry at the person, when the person woke you up and you're still angry at him, it's that night, so maybe it's not the time to bring up the subject. The next morning you're ready, you're not tired, you're not angry anymore, you just, now it's just a matter of taking care of something. You go over to the person, you don't have to be so quiet, when you walk in the room, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be so quiet. You can go over in a joking way, and not such in such a serious way, and the person will have easy, oh, I'm sorry, I woke you up, I didn't mean to. The person's not put on the defensive. Everyone spoke about it, that even when a person goes over and gives someone, same idea, when a person goes over and gives someone musar. We covered a similar idea. If a person wants to give musar to someone, so first of all, it might not be appropriate to do it immediately. In other words, if the person just did something wrong, it might not be smart to go over right away, because the person then also is more on the defensive. But if you go over to the person and say, you know, why'd you do this? Why'd you do this to me? Or why did you, or you know, you should be more careful when you, you know, do this, when you daven, when you're more careful when you do this, then the person, you know, feels on the defensive. You know, if you go over to the person and you're talking to him about something else, you're talking to him about something else, you're schmoozing with him, and then in the middle, while you're schmoozing, you say, oh, by the way, you know, I wanted to tell you, you know, you should be more careful when you put on your tefillin, you should make the bracha when it's already, you know, over on your arm. Or you should be more careful, you know, when you're eating food, I think you made the wrong bracha, whatever. And then, obviously, if you know, you should correct them then. But why is that? Because if you go over the person and give him musa right away, so he thinks that's on, he feels that's on your mind. He feels everything, what's on your mind? What's on your mind is that that this person did this aveira. Or it's on your mind that this person did this thing to you. So if you come to me, that's the first thing you say, that means you've been thinking about it, it's really on your mind, and you're coming... No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, you mean you just remembered it. It just came to your head. I don't think so. You know, I think normally, if you go with the person and that's the first thing on your mind, it's the first thing you have to tell him, then also, even if you're not angry, you know, but also he feels like it's on your mind, and you know, it feels, and you're making it to a big issue, making it to a big thing. But if you slip it in, you know, middle of the conversation or whatever it is, and you try to make light of it, try to make it light on him, right? That's the end of the pasuk. Don't make it light on him. Make it light on him. Don't make him feel that he has on the defensive. You know. You know, when a person gets musar, it's very hard for a person to accept it. You know, it's not easy for a person to accept musar. Well, maybe we'll discuss another time that we have to accept musar. But when we give musar to someone else, we have to realize that it's not going to be easy for the person to take it, even if the person knows he's been doing the wrong thing. And if you don't give it over right, if you give it over with anger, then even if the person knows deep down you're right, he's going to feel hurt, and he's gonna, and he'll fight back, he'll be machlokes. And he'll say to himself, yeah, he's right, I shouldn't have woke him up. But doesn't mean you should come over to me and attack me. Doesn't mean you should be all angry at me. And he'll defend himself in his own mind that you were wrong how you approached it. And therefore, you know, you're wrong. And therefore, I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna, you know, be quiet. And it causes a whole machlokes. And when there's arguments, there's kin of sinna. There's jealousy and hatred. And you already know the evils of machlokas. That, like it's been explained in Shara Machlokas. I don't know where Shara Machlokas is. If anyone tells me, I'll get a can of soda. I don't know where Shara Machlokas is. I flipped through my sefer and I couldn't find it. And I see, while I'm flipping, you flipping, I couldn't find it. But then I saw, and then I looked through, Ari's Baruch HaStikim has a list of the Sharim, and there's no Sharim HaChlokas, you know, in the front. So, if anyone finds it, alright. So, I don't know where it is, I don't know what it means. Maybe we're missing part of the Baruch HaStikim, I don't know. Now I have an excuse to, you know, to make Sharim HaChlokas. Sharim self-confidence, I have an excuse, alright? Now, you have to realize machlokas, you have to spend some time here discussing machlokas. Machlokas is a terrible thing. Machlokas separates families, chas v'shalom. It separates close friends. Machlokas is a terrible, terrible thing. Now, I would like to discuss, till now we've been discussing more, that if you go over to the person when you're angry, you're going to start a machlokas. But I'd like to discuss now, you know, after that, why is a machlokas? A machlokas is very hard to break. Why is a machlokas so hard to break? What happens is I go over to my friend, I go over to someone, and I tell him, why do you take my favorite plates? And I tell him, you know, you're a ganav, you're not careful about other people's things. Why do you take my favorite plates? Right? Let's think of more better examples. And then you say, then he says back to you, how dare you call me a ganav? You're such a captain. Yeah, she came to Musavat, you're such a captain, you know, why don't you be a little bit more generous with the things, what's the big deal, it costs 2 cents, you're so cheap, and he calls a fight. Now, what happens, obviously they both made terrible mistakes in how they talked and discussed the situation, but what happens afterwards? What happens afterwards, this is a major thing to discuss, what happens afterwards is something called Gimel Aleph Vav Hey. It's called Gaiva. Afterwards, it's all Gaiva City. There's an initial machlokes, and then afterwards, all it is Gaiva. Gaiva is arrogance. Gaiva is, who can say, I'm sorry? And these two words are very important words. I'm sorry. Or three words, I am sorry. It's a very important thing for a person to learn how to say. Many people have a hard time. I bet everybody has a hard time saying it, you know, freely. But many people have an extremely hard time saying it. And it's words that have to be learned how to be said. And if you don't know how to say them, it's a very dangerous thing. Because when there's an argument and someone feels hurt, it's not broken usually till one side says they're sorry. And you should know that when you have two stubborn people that do not learn Musar and do not care to work on themselves, they could start off on a fight about paper plates, and they could never talk to each other the rest of their lives. Because no one can say I'm sorry. No one can say I'm sorry. I can't say I was wrong for telling you off for taking my paper plates. You don't know where to take my paper plates. You can't say I was. You know. You can't say that you were wrong for taking the plates. You know. Now, and it's not even if the person feels that he did something a little bit wrong, but he can't get the words out. I'm sorry. He can't use the gaiva. A person has a hard time saying he's sorry. You know, I remember it hit me like many years ago. I was learning, and I was being a little bit too loud, and someone got annoyed at me. Someone got upset at me, and he walked out of the room. Now, at first I thought to myself, you know, the person shouldn't get so upset. You know, I didn't do anything on purpose. I wasn't trying to disturb him. He shouldn't get so upset. You know. So now I could stop and say, okay, let that person be upset at me. I know he's, you know. I realize, right? I don't want someone upset at me. So I didn't mean to disturb him. I don't think it was appropriate for the person to get so upset. He could have came over to me and told me nicely, you know, asked me nicely to lower it. You know what I mean? So don't ever disturb any of you guys. You can come tell me lower it. So I went over to him. I remember it wasn't easy for me, you know. I'm saying I went over to him. I said to him, you know, I'm sorry I disturbed you. I did disturb him, right? When there's a fight, we have to be ready to say I'm sorry. We cannot stand a machlokes. It doesn't make a difference who's right. If you don't get this straight, it's going to cost you. Forget all the, you know, olam haba. Cost you olam haza. Person's got to learn to say he's sorry. Even if he's right. Kol shekein, if he's wrong. And by the way, when two people are fighting, there's usually an element of right on each side. When there's two people fighting, usually it could be it's 99-1 on your side. And by the way, you're a little bit biased because it's your side. You should speak to someone. And probably that person will tell you to apologize even if you were 100% right. But you're biased. You think
sorry, but I'm right.
Right. That's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. You know, I remember I gave Mustervan, you know, first year we were here, and I was discussing this. I was discussing how even if you're 100% right, you should still apologize to break them off locus. The person shouldn't be upset at you. And the person started arguing with me. So what do you mean? What do you mean? You're 100% right. The person was out of line. You should apologize. I got a little nervous. I hope by now that person, you know, understands. I'm not saying it's easy to do in practice. Mustervah, by the way, is all talk, you know. But talk is the first step. We'll get ourselves, you know, fixed, straightened up. But in theory, you know, I got nervous that he argued with me, so hopefully by now he straightened down. Shaar, he didn't understand this. He didn't understand that if you're right, you should still apologize. If you're right, you're 100% right, you've got to apologize anyways. Now, by the way, like Ali said, when you apologize, you say you're sorry, it's not going to help to say, well, I'm right, but I'm sorry you feel that way. And I'm sorry you're so sensitive. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm right, but I'm sorry, you know, but I'm sorry. Sorry we have this fight. It's not going to usually do it. If it works for another person, you know, it's too late though. Once you said that, you're messed up forever. Because then the next time you come and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong, the person will not believe you. You got to go to the person and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt you. I was wrong. That's a very hard thing to say when someone is attacking you, when someone's doing something wrong to you, and you should apologize. You should apologize. A person's attacking you. He's upset at you. You know, he started up with you. And you should say you're wrong. I'm sorry?
That's what he's saying. I'm sorry for that. You're right.
Because that person, for some reason, you cannot figure out why, for some strange reason, that person thinks you're wrong. That person thinks you did something terrible. Imagine. I'll give you an example. It's not a good example. Imagine an example. You have your roommate, and you were looking for something, and you picked up his cubby to find something, and you accidentally knocked a big pen off the shelf, and you didn't notice that it fell down. Okay, fine. Your friend comes in, and he says, Daniel, what are you doing? You're looking through my stuff. You knocked over a pen. You made a big fat mess. You're such a klutz. It's not ready. You don't care about my things. And he gives you a whole spiel, right? And you say, now, of course, since you learned, if you didn't learn Shaarakatz, you might, you know, scream back at him. What do you mean? You're such a crazy person, getting so upset at me. All I did was I dropped a pen. You know, okay, so you're smarter than that. You don't say anything that, you know, fight back. So when the guy comes in, you tell him, listen, I was looking for something. I didn't even realize I dropped a pen. The guy's really angry at you. Imagine your feelings that you're carrying around, and the guy, basically, he needs you. The guy's a stubborn mule. The guy needs you to come to him and say to him, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that I knocked over your pen. You should go over to him and say, you're really sorry about the pen. The guy was a jerk. He screamed at you. All you did was knock the stupid pen off the floor, for heaven's sake. I should apologize? Yes, you should apologize. Why? Because we're working here not with, you know, between you and your friend. First of all, we're working between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to be a machlekes. You know, we don't want to be a machlekes with anybody. And we have to learn to say we're sorry. It's going to take practice. By the way, practice now, start practicing. If you practice, you'll get used to saying it and it won't kill you so much. People say they're sorry, it kills them so much to say they're wrong. You know, and you get into it's a matter of habit. If you never break your habit, and you don't get into a habit of saying you're sorry and you're wrong, it just gets harder and harder and harder, and it's going to be terrible. Now is the time to practice. If you do something, even if you don't have to say you're sorry anyways because you're practicing. The Gemara says, "Lamed l'shaycha lomer in yedeya." Teach yourself to say, I don't know. Teach yourself, "Lamed l'shaycha lomer, I'm sorry." Teach yourself to say those words, "I'm sorry." Even if there's no reason to say you're sorry. It's good practice. Say, I was wrong, I'm sorry. The Gemara says, you know, I saw in Shai's notes from Rakhila, spoke about Machlaikis in Parshas Kairach. So they quoted a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, listen to this Gemara. It says, "Vayakom Moshe vayelchol dasan va'avira." It says Moshe got up and went to dasan va'avira. Now, dasan va'avira, they were, you know, ganged up with Kairach. Kairach was attacking Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you understand the situation of Moshe Rabbeinu? He was being attacked. Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. He wasn't interested in kavod. He wasn't interested in glory. He was mekabel tar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Nothing. Perfect. He was being attacked by Kairach because Kairach was jealous. And Kairach was blinded by his jealousy and blinded by his negiyas. He's attacked. Dasan Aviram, join in. They weren't such tzaddikim. They joined in. It sounded like fun. Let's go. Let's attack Moshe Rabbeinu too. It says Moshe Rabbeinu got up and went to Dasa Avir in order to try to break the machlekes. Amar Shlakish Mikat. From here we see she'im machzikim machlekes. You should not hold on to. You should not strengthen a machlekes. By the way, it's interesting. The word machzik is used to hold on to. It means to strengthen. When you hold on to something, you're strengthening it. The Amar Rav called a machzik machlekes. Anyone that grabs on or holds on to a machlekes, over belav. He's over a lav. Shenemar, as it says, you shouldn't be like Karach and his Eda. The Gemara compares this to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu got up and went to the Dasa Aviram because holding a machlekes, you're over a lav. Moshe Rabbeinu should go. Rashi says he was malach on his kavod. What a bizayim. The God of Adar should go over to Dasa Aviram, who attacked him for nothing he had done wrong, and he was going over to try to make shalom. He wasn't going to go there and say, you're right, because that would be sheker, it would be against the Torah. But if someone stole your paper plates, it's not sheker to say you're right. It's not sheker to say you're right, I shouldn't have dropped your pen. That's 100% emes. And Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to make shalom. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know what he said. You have to be careful. You can't say you're sorry. You can't say you're wrong. So Moshe Rabbeinu probably went over to them, said, how you doing, Dasa Aviram? He tried to encourage them to make shalom. You know, why are you upsetting me? Can we do something? Shalom. It's all imaginary. There's a whole, there's this gaiva that a person can't say he's wrong, he can't say he's sorry. It's just a matter of a few words. I mean, it's not a few easy words, the words aren't easy to say. But these words are so imperative in a person's life. You could be 100% right. The guy who dropped the other guy's pen, by the way, the other guy is 100% wrong. 100% wrong. He had no right to get upset at him, he had no right to scream at him, nothing. Yet, if you don't go over to him and tell him, I'm sorry I knocked down your pen, I should have been more careful, I shouldn't knock down your pen, I'm so sorry, then you're either, okay, it's not brought down maybe in the Rambam, but you're over this concept, you're going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say, yeah, it's not, I don't know if it's brought down in the Minyan Mitzvahs, but it's definitely definitely something that Hashem could have tightness on us, that we have to let go and apologize. Let go and say we're wrong. Let go and say we're sorry. You know, it says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? It's a famous verse. It says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos that what's a machlokes that's not l'shem shemayim. It says that's Zemachlokes Karach v'chol adasek. It's a machlokes Karach and his Eidah. It's a famous svar. It doesn't say it's a machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu and Karach, because it just says the machlokes between Karach and Karach and his Eidah. Who's the other party? Terence says there was no other party. Moshe Rabbeinu did everything possible to make shalom. Otherwise, he'd be considered another party, chas v'shalom. If the guy is yelling at you because you knocked down his pen, and you don't say you're sorry, and you don't make shalom with him, then you are another party. Then it's not going to be l'shem shemayim. If it was l'shem shemayim, then you'll just say you're sorry, you're wrong. You're another party. It says in Bereishis, it says, Vahi riv be'miknei raya Avram u'be'miknei raya lo. It says there was a fight between the shepherds of Avram and between the shepherds of Lot. So the question is, why does it say it was the fight between the shepherds of Avram and between the shepherds of Lot? It's between the shepherds of Avram and between the shepherds of Lot. It should say the fight was between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. Why does it say between by both of them? And I think perhaps the pshat is because a fight, to have a fight between two people, it requires there's one. Each side is doing something wrong. Now, each side, there's a fight between you and yourself. If you are doing the right things, you could. It's up to you. It's up to you to break the machlokas. Apologize. Say you're wrong. Say you're sorry. But I wasn't wrong. It was him. So what? What does it hurt to say you're wrong? What does it hurt to say you're sorry? And by the way, obviously, many times when you think you're right, you're not right. You know, there's a famous line, and even if you are right, there's a famous line, a person's driving and, many people were killed you know, many people were killed on the high, you know, on the road, and their last words, right, was, I was right, I had the right of way. So they say, yeah, you're right, you're dead right. You could be right, you're right. So imagine this is a great marshal. Imagine you're driving on the highway, and a guy cuts you off. You're driving 60, and he cuts you off, comes in front of you, and the guy slows down. So what are you going to say? Should I keep on going 60 and hit him? Because he had no right to cut me off, or should I slow down? So there it's obvious, I'm an idiot. I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to be stupid and get into an accident because that guy did something stupid. It's the same thing over here. When someone does something stupid to you, it's wrong and stupid not to say you're sorry, not to break up the machlokas. It's going to take some time to get over it. A person has to work on giving into breaking his gaiva. A person should never let a machlokas stand. Never let a machlokas stand. A machlokas just gets worse and worse and worse. It's pashut. There are families that have a machlokas because there are families that are a machlokas to this day. Plenty of them. Parents, siblings, brothers, don't talk to each other. Because one of them can't pick up the phone and say, it's all it would take would be a phone call. Mom, I'm sorry. That'd be it. They take him with arms. That's all it'd be. Call out the phone, you know, dear brother, I'm sorry. A letter. By the way, a letter is easier for a person to do than speech. A letter. I'm sorry. I was wrong. That's all it'd take to break up so many machlokes in Klal Yisrael. But people can't give in. People can't give in. People are, you know, I saw from Shai also, right? Kayla said over a story with the Chavetz Chaim that someone was involved in machlokas. And his children, the person was involved in a terrible machlokas with someone else, and his children, some few of his children passed away. And he had like I don't know how many children it was like let's say it was 5-6 children, and five children already passed away. He came to Chavetz Chaim. He had one child left. I'm not saying exactly right in the details of the story, but the point of the story was he came to Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim said, "You want to save your children? You want to save your child? Just end the machlokas. It's the machlokas that's causing this to your children." So he said, it's hard to believe the story happened. He said, I'll bury all my children before I make shalom with this person. So he said, I'll bury all my children. People are crazy before they can give in. The guy sounds crazy. He sounds absolutely meshuggah. But we're all crazy. Maybe he's out of his mind. We're all crazy. We're close. People cannot give in. People cannot say they're sorry. It's the most important words for a person to learn to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But you were right. By the way, you say you're wrong. If you don't say you're wrong, you're going to be wrong for not saying you're wrong. In Mirtz Hashem, when you come to Shemayim after Mayav Ashram, by the way, you go to the person, you say you're sorry. What happens? The fight's over. You save yourself all this torture. You save yourself all this Agmas Nefesh. No one likes to be in a Machlokes. You save yourself all this torture. All with a few words of apology. You know? That's it. You save yourself all this torture. And in Shemayim, you know, that person in Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have such Ava for. A person who's my Brahmi Midaisa, a person who goes against his Midas to say he's wrong. Alright, we'll stop.